Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season. You clearly saw it in the replay. Cross the line and then come back. I don't know how they didn't. I'm glad they did. I'll take the win any way you want with a skip to my Lou goal and everything. I love it. But that was kind of weird, okay, that they didn't find a way of saying, yeah, he scored that goal.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, they have to find it's like a court of law almost. It has to be, you know, it can't be inconclusive. It has to be conclusive. And on the real-time video, it definitely looked like the ball crossed. On the slow-mos and the still pictures, it's hard to tell. But, you know, I was on the call with Phil Neville and Jay Chapman just to hear what they had to say going into the game tomorrow. And, you know, Jay Chapman just talked 1 minute ago about, yes, they've had some lucky bounces in the last few games, but they earned them. That the good teams and the championship teams, they find ways to win and they get good luck. They kind of earn good luck in a way. You know, it's been a complete turnaround. That was a big theme with both Phil and Jay from that 5-0 loss to New England, where they had lost 6 games in a row. Things looked terrible. They were demoralized. You know, some people were ready to fire Phil Neville. And now over the last 11 games, they've lost 1 game out of 11, and they've won 7 games. And they're winning different ways. You know, they're winning in the 90th minute and the 95th minute. You know, they won some other games earlier with 3 goals each game. But the bottom line is they're winning. They're on an amazing streak that is a completely different team from the run in June and July. They were spiraling downward. And now they are soaring upward, and they are definitely in the conversation, in the mix, you know, for the playoffs. And, you know, it's a battle now. It's a numbers game from here on out. After the game the other night, they were in 5th place, which put them in the playoffs. But then last night, with the games that happened last night, they're back down to 8th place, and only the top 7 make the playoffs. So, you know, they're in a real battle now, but the team is playing like a team. One of the main things that we discussed with Phil and with Jay is that up until that New England debacle, this was a group of individual players, some of them brilliant, talented players, but they were not playing together as a team at all. They were not fighting for each other. When the team would go down and have any adversity, everybody would just
fold,
give up, start pointing fingers, get angry, show frustration, visible frustration you could see. Now, when they go down or have a period of adversity during the game, they really band together and they play for each other. And, you know, the defense has been great with the new formation that we've discussed, I think, last time, having more 5 guys in the back with the 2 wings. The new goalkeeper.
Oh,
apparently
what an
he's
upgrade.
A very good leader.
What
he's
an been upgrade. Doing really, wow.
Yeah, he's done a really good job. He's very good with his feet. They've talked about how it's like having 11 field players when he's there because he can join the attack. His punts are very long, and you know he has also contributed. There's a group of things. They got a new ping pong table in the locker room, and they keep talking about it, about the ping pong table, that they're really into it. They have huge competitions of ping pong with each other, and I mentioned it to Ray Hudson, and he said that back in the Fusion days, they also put a ping pong table in the locker room, and that helped with camaraderie. So ping pong apparently is a key to success for all those teams out there that are losing. And it's time to buy a ping pong table.
Ray did beer pong. Fusion did ping pong. And Inter did ping pong, right? So that's because, you know, the strikers – the early day strikers, those guys were doing beer pong. I mean, there's no other way they were playing ping pong. That's for damn sure.
They are definitely looking to score more goals. I mean, they're not satisfied. Yeah. They want to play better. He did say that although the game the other night they won, he was not happy. He said he was angry after the game.
Wow, they dominated that first half. It was let me tell you something. That was some of the best passing this organization has had
in its short tenure and into his second year. I saw some beautiful passes, great anticipation. You could tell that the chemistry is really coming together and they're getting a real good feel for each other. But Robbie had a couple of chances. Guys had opportunities. They could not capitalize.
Robbie had chance. Vasilev had a chance that went out, went wide or high or something. And there was somebody else. There were three players that had opportunities that, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. It's obviously harder than it looks.
Of course.
But they blew opportunities. They had chances. Phil just said we had a chance to in the first half to turn that into an easy game. And instead, we made it a hard game. And it took all the way for, you know, the heroics of Christian McCoon, of all people, you know, to come rushing into the box and get the PK and, you know, get the penalty and then demand it. That he's going to take it. This guy showed an incredible amount of guts and courage to be the guy, you know, a defender who, you know, had not been a key player for this team for a long time to say, hello, I'm taking this. And he did it in his own unique style and put it away and they win the game on that. But it shouldn't have taken, you know, Toronto is a team that has given up 49 goals, the most in MLS by far. They have the most, you know, open defense giving up 49 goals, and it took Inter Miami, you know, a 95th minute crazy heroic PK to win that game. So that is not, Phil was not happy with that win. He said, I take it, I accept it. This happens sometimes, but if we keep playing like that, you know, the luck runs out.